Sonomus Hashem, Hilchas Ta'aruvos, Shir 23, Simon Kuftes. Now, before we see it inside the Mechaber, we'll learn a little bit about the background of the dinim of Min B'Minay. So now, one of the sources of Bitl Barov by a Ta'aruvos is the Gemara in Chulin, starting on the bottom of Tzaduk Tesam and Beis, going on to Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. The Mishnah in Chulin, Tzaduk Vav Amud Beis, says that a Gid Hanoshe that was cooked with other Gidim, if you recognize the Gid Hanoshe, you take it out, and the rest of the pot is also B'nes and Tam, if there's Tam of the Gid, or the Shuman of the Gid. But if you can't find the Gid Hanoshe, all the Gidim are Aser. And the Reitiv is Aser if there's Tam from the Gid, if there's not 60 in the whole pot against the Gid. And similarly, a piece of Nevela meat, or a piece of Tummy fish, that gets cooked up with other pieces of fish, if you know which is the Iser, and you remove the Iser, it's Aser if it gives taste. But if you do not know which is the Iser, all the pieces are Aser, and the Roitiv is Aser if there's taste from the Aser piece. So the Gemara in Tzaduk Tesam Beis starts in the bottom, it says, V'levatl beruba, Gid Hanoshe should be batl berov. If you have two Gid Hanoshes, it should be batl berov. So why are all the Gidim are Aser if I can't find the Gid Hanoshe? So the Gemara answers on top of Kuf Amar Aleph, Bria Shaini, since the Gid Hanoshes are Bria, therefore it's not batl. These are the dinim of Bria that we learned in some Kuf. Then the Gemara continues, V'chein chaticha shel nevela, a piece of nevela v'divatel beruba, it should be batel berov in the other pieces. So the Gemara answers two lines later, shani chaticha hayal uruuyal his kabed bar lefnei ha'orchem. A piece is different because you can serve it to guests. So for here we learn the din of chaticha uruuyal his kabed that we learned in Simon Kuf Aleph. Now, how about if it's not a bria or it's not a chaticha uruuyal his kabed? So we see from the Gemara that it's batel. So now the question is, how much is it batel in? Is it batel in rov or is it batel in 60? So the Ravid has the Gersa in the Gemara, V'levatel berabye. It should be batel in many, meaning in 60. So therefore the Ravid learns that Yavish b'Yavish, min b'mino, needs 60 to mevatel it. The same is how it seems from the Rambam. However, most Rishonim, Tosfos, Rashba, Rash and others, all have the Gersa of our Gemara, V'levatel beruba, that it should be batel berov, and therefore they say that in the case where it's not a bria or achticha v'leskabed, all you need is rov, to be mevatel the aser piece. That's the basis of the din of bitl beruv. So that's all by min b'mino. What's the din by min b'ena minoi? So the Ran says that by min b'ena minoi, since if you cook it, it would be an iser d'oraisa, therefore it's aser, even if it's not cooked, even if it's yavish b'yavish, even if it's pieces, min b'ena minoi is aser, because since if I cook it, it will be aser m'd'oraisa, we make a gzera that even if it's not cooked, it's aser, unless it's 60. So that's basically the din. That by min b'minoi, most Rishonim hold that it's batel berov, yavish b'yavish, pieces. We'll see soon in the Ramah exactly how we clarify what's called yavish b'yavish and what's called lach balach. But in the case of yavish b'yavish, min b'minoi is batel berov, and min b'ena minoi, yavish b'yavish, min d'rabbanan, we need 60. Another question over here discussed in the Rishonim is, can we eat them all together? So the Rosh says the words, ne'apach iser lihiyos heter. The Iser turns into Heter, and therefore, he says, you can eat them all at once. However, the Rashba says that you cannot eat them all at once. He agrees to the Rosh that Midor Raisa, you can eat them all at once, but he says that Midor Rabbanon, we cannot eat it all at once. We can only eat them one at a time, or two in one, because when I eat the first one or the first few, I say that this is the Heter, and once I eat those, even though I have one left, I can say now that I already ate the Iser, and then this one is the Heter. So long as when I'm eating, I'm not certainly eating the Iser, in such a case, the Rabbanon will not goyzer, and it's mutter to eat. Then the Tosfos and the Smag say that not only shouldn't one person eat them all at the same time, one person should not eat them all, even at different times. They should be eaten by two different people. And then there's one more Shita, that of the Mami Rutenberg, who is Machmer to give one to a Goy, or to throw one away, but the Besitzer said that that's only because he was a Talmud Chacham and a Yerushalayim, and he did not want to eat something that definitely had Iser in it. So that's the Gemara in the opinions by Min B'Minoi. So now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Chaticha she'ena ru'uya lehiskabed she'nis'arva b'achiris. A piece of food that's Aser, that's not fitting to be served to a guest. It's not Chaticha lehiskabed, because if it was a Chaticha lehiskabed, it would not be bottled even in 1,000, like we learned in Simon Kuf Aleph. But if it's not a chtichu leskaben in genus arva b'achayus and it got mixed up with other pieces, min b'mina, yavish b'yavish, and both the iser and heter are the same type of food, and they're both yavish b'yavish. Now, what's included in yavish b'yavish? So the Ramah says, dahainu she'en nivlal, yavish b'yavish means it's not evenly dispersed, v'ha iser oimeid b'atzmai, and the iser stands by itself. Meaning that, anytime you have pieces, it's called yavish b'yavish. If you can see each thing by itself, it's called yavish b'yavish. Elishin esara ve'en makirei. And the case is that it was mixed up, and we don't know which is the iser. So the Mechaber says, chad betrei batel. In such a case, it's batel 1 and 2. So now the Shach and Sifkaten Gimel says that flour is also called lach balach, even though it's piecey, since it mixes evenly. Each individual piece is not seen by itself, therefore it's called lach balach. So then the Shach says in Sifkaten Dalet, another important thing, that if the iser stands by itself, even if it's cooked in water or any other liquid, the pieces are called yavish b'yavish. Therefore, you need 60 in the contents of the pot, the combination of the pieces and liquid, to mevatel the piece, since it's being cooked. And even if you have 60, in order to permit the pieces, you need to have rov heter. If you only have one iser and one heter, even if you have 60, and therefore the liquid in the pot will be mutter, still the pieces are only mutter if you have rov heter in the pieces. So anytime you have min b'mino cooking in a pot, you have to have 60 in order to permit the liquid, and you have to have rov in order to permit the pieces. Now let's see Shach Sifkot Vav. The Shach says betray bottle, kolayme b'rov. It's bottle b'rov in the majority. Kedichsiv achar rov l'hatis. You go after the majority. Like the Pasuk says, you go after the majority. Then the Shach says, "Va'afilu leka roiv, ela b'hanach trei shehem ketanim meha iser." Even if there's only roiv in the two smaller ones, bottle. In other words, even if the big one would be aser, you have a roiv in the two smaller ones. In such a case, it's bottle. So he says the case is in the parentheses. He says, "A kugan shalo neida is a mehen aser." The case is we don't know which is aser. So if the smaller one is aser, so certainly it's batel b'rov. But since we don't know which one it is, so the bigger one needs rov in the two smaller ones to be mevatel it. So now most achronim explain the Shach that he means the two small ones together have to be slightly larger than the big one. However, the Mechas Yaakov says the heter has to be twice the amount of the iser. Therefore, I'll come out as follows. If I have one piece of heter and only two pieces of iser, they all have to be exactly the same size. Because if one of them will be bigger, then I won't have in the two other pieces twice the amount of the single piece. But if I have, let's say, three pieces or four pieces, so long as I have twice the volume of the biggest piece amongst the other pieces, then it's mutter. And therefore, in the case, if I have two pieces of iser, I'll need at least four pieces in order for it to be mutter. Then the Mechaber continues, Umutter le'achlan adam echad kol achas b'fnei asma. One person can eat them each individually. But one person should not eat all three at the same time. However, the Shach says in Sukkot Zayin that you can't eat two at one time and one at the other time. So long as you don't eat them all together, they can all be eaten. And there are those that aser one person to eat them even one after the other. Rather, it has to be eaten by two people. Ramah says, V'chein yesh lenag l'chatchila. L'chatchila, the mixture should be eaten by two different people. Then Ramah continues, V'yesh machmirin, l'hashlach echad oiliten l'goy. For those that are machmir, to throw one away or to give it to a goy. V'ein el l'chom ha'balma. It's only a chom ha'balma, and it's not meikir ha'din. So now the Ramah says, what's the din by min b'ein ha'minoy? So the Ramah says, V'chol zeh k'chunes arev b'minoy. This that we said till now is only where the piece got mixed up with the same min, with food of the same type. Aval shaloi b'minoi, but if it's not the same type, it's a different type of food. Ve'ein makiwe, you don't know which one is the iser. Afilu yavish b'yavish, tzarech shishim. Even if it's only pieces, you still need 60 to be mevatel it. So the Shach Sifkot Ches says, what's the example of min b'ein minoi that you don't know which is the iser? Because if it gets mixed up in min b'ein minoi, you should be able to tell which is the iser. So he says a few examples. One example is that it got cut up into small pieces, and now I don't know which one is the Isser. Since the pieces are cut up so small, I can't tell which piece is the Isser and which is the Heter. Or, as an example is, if you have three different types of meat, and you know that one of them is Usser, but you don't know which one. For example, one of them was not shechted properly. Let's say you found a nick in the knife, and you don't know which animal this knife was used on. So if you cut, let's say, a sheep and a chicken and a cow, and you don't know which animal the knife with the nick was used, so now one of them is Usser, and we don't know which one, and it's min be'in amino. So therefore, in such a case, you need shishim. So now let's see the Taz, Sivkot and Beis. The Taz says, k'shinusar b'mino. Why is min b'minoi batal b'roiv and min b'ein b'minoi batal b'shishim? The b'minoi afil b'lach b'lach ain't soch shishim rak min d'rabbanon. Because if it gets mixed up in minoi, since if it's lach b'lach, it's only asur min d'rabbanon, k'ma shikas, if simen tzedakas, like it says in simen tzedakas, akein b'yovash afilu min d'rabbanon lo'ech miroi. Therefore, if it's pieces, d'rabbanon are not machmer. Avil b'ein b'minoi, shimen hatoi tzoch b'lach b'lach shishim. But if it's ein b'minoi, and if it would be lach b'lach, since min d'oraisa you need shishim, kivan sheyesh nisin es tam, since if it's lach balach, one will give taste unto the other, and stam ki iku is min d'oraisa, al kenach mi rabbonan gam b'yavesh lahatzrich shishim. Therefore, the rabbonan machmer, even if it's yavesh and they're not giving taste one to the other, still the rabbonan said you need 60, shalay yavi l'day isa d'oraisa b'bishul, in order that you should not come to an isa d'oraisa by cooking it. So the Taz asks, v'choshali, shekivan shekoydim ha-bishul, this batal b'roiv, since before it's cooked, it's batal b'roiv, v'iboi shori l'mechle midaraisa, and now midaraisa I could eat it, v'nasa keheter gomer, and now midaraisa the iser becomes like heter, like the Rosh says that the iser is nefach li is heter, v'lami yo'aser achokach min hateri b'bishul. So if it's cooked afterwards, why is it aser? Once the iser becomes heter, why should it aser if it's cooked? U'mayishna ma'ahivdim in simen tzedakhes b'siv beis. Why is this any different from simen tzedakhes b'siv beis? V'nis arav b'minoi v'ein aminoi. Over there we had a case where something gets mixed up in minoi and ein aminoi. Da'minon minoi rabo lov v'ein iser b'mashu yitein ha'iser achakach tam b'ein aminoi. And over there we say that we don't look at the ein aminoi, we just look at the minoi, and the rov minoi is mevatel the iser, and therefore, according to the Taz, even the rotav is mutter. V'ein iser b'mashu yitein ha'iser achakach tam b'ein aminoi. And there's no iser, even though the iser is giving taste in the ein aminoi. Kivin shekvar nasa heter, since it's already heter, since it's batal l'aminoi. U'min ha'toyva ein tzorach shishim. Amida raisa, you don't need 60. Therefore, over there, if it spills, and we don't know if the 60, it's mutter, since it's a suffix to a bonon. Hachanami ne'mahachi, so we should say the same thing over here, that once it becomes mutter, even if it's ein aminoi, and it's cooked afterwards, it should still be mutter midaraisa. And therefore, there should be no reason to be goyzer ben yavish v'yavish. V'yishleimer d'sham, afal pi shegam ha'iser nesin tam le'ein aminoi. Over there, even though the iser is giving taste in the ein aminoi, mekal mokim ein ha'tam nirgash bifnei asmai. Nonetheless, the taste of the iser is not tasted by itself. Why? Because you have other minoi as well giving taste. So most of the taste is from the heter. For example, if three pieces of meat are cooked in potatoes, and one piece of meat is aser, so even though you taste meat in the potatoes, however, since most of the meat taste is from heter, therefore it's mutter. Masha'enkin bedinzeh, however by us, if it's min be'ein aminoi, shetama iser nigash bifnei asmai. Since if it's cooked, I'll be able to taste the iser by itself, therefore in this case it's aser, if it's cooked afterwards. And therefore, by yavish b'yavish, the Rabbanan made a gzera that min be'ein aminoi needs 60. So then the Rama continues, Bein chiluk b'chol zeh, bein im ha'isr midorabonon or midoraisa. There's no difference if the isr is midorabonon or midoraisa. Bein l'kamon, simen kuf chav beiz, im nesar v'kelem yachad. And seeing simen kuf chav beiz, what's the din if kelem were mixed up together? This thing also we saw in simen kuf beiz, we saw what's the din of kelem mixed together. So now let's see the shach sifkot and tes. Yishach se tzorich shishim. Kiven de im yivash lam yitin tam, you need 60, because if you'll cook them, it'll give taste. Torah b'shem sefer tumah v'chein kasev v'ran. This is the reasoning of the Torah, of the sefer tumah quoted by the Torah and the Ran. V'zeh l'shoinei, this is the lashon of the Ran. O mihu, ki amrinon de yavish b'yavish chad b'trei batal, hafilu midur bonon. When do we say that yavish yavish is batal chad b'trei even midur bonon? Hanei mili min b'minei. That's only if it's the same type. Kivan de midaraisa filu lach balach beruba bottle. Le achma rabbonon biyavish. Since midaraisa, even if it's lach balach, will be bottle berov, therefore the rabbonon will not machmer biyavish biyavish. The high e efshir le mesei le de isa daraisa, since it cannot come to an isa daraisa. Aval mimbish enaminoi, but mimba enaminoi de balach balach as linabasa taima, that balach balach you go after taste, a filu biyavish nami beinan shishim. Therefore, even biyavish, by pieces, you need 60. Ki hechi de imevashel lohu leisi lede taima dehavi isa daraisa. In order that you should not come to cook it and it will be asra mi daraisa. Atka lashonei. That's the Ran umevir beis Yosef, brought by the beis Yosef. So the Shach says, mavur bedvarav, we see from the Ran, the dovo she'ena asra elo midor bonon, that's something that's only asra midor bonon, af shaloi b'minoi, even if it's mimbe eino minoi, ein sorach shishim beyavish. You don't need 60 Yavish be yavish, by pieces. The hot EF shall cloud the mesa le de isu daraisa, since it's impossible to come to an isu daraisa, since the isu itself is darabonon. Okay, gavno kasaf to be simon serachas if cotton zine, and this is how I wrote in simon serachas if cotton zine. Vichi hechi de kaimelon, min beminoi, sveka lakula, just like we say min beminoi sveka lakula, but there by nishbach and simon serachas, where it got poured out, we don't know if there was 60. Kiven de loitzorach shishim elemi darabonon, that since he only needs 60 midor bonon, therefore if it's a suffix, it's mutter, who had din be isidor bonon. So there the Shach said that by an isidor bonon is the same thing, since it's a suffix. And if we don't know it's a 60, it's mutter, ein shom. So therefore, just like over there it's a suffix, whether there was 60, it's mutter. Since it's only dor bonon, over here as well, by an isidor bonon, in the case of yavish be yavish, even though it's mimbe ein aminai, it still will be bottle below according to the Shach. V'apizen nir lili yashiv. So the Shach says, according to this, I can answer. Masha nimtza b'hagoyis sharidoyu ha-simen lamates shnei hagoyis me'or zeruwa desasri ahadodi. I can answer the stira, the contradiction between two hagoyis, or both from the or zeruwa. The isa hasam, because over there in the goyis sharidu it says, I have a dover yovish v'le aser ele medua bonon. If it's a dover yovish, and it's only aser medua bonon, afilo nes'arev chad b'chad muta b'achila b'shnei b'nei adam. Even if it's mixed up one and one, is one heter and one iser, it's still mutter to two people. Or zavua, I can't show it. This is the or zavua. We don't pass like this, but we see that the or zavua holds that an iser d'rabbanan that gets mixed up in one other piece is mutter to be eaten by two people. Ubasar hacha b'samach isa, and shortly afterwards it says v'zel shoynei or zavua. This is the lashon of the or zavua maseches v'dezora. Im hu dover de lay aser ele midor bonon, if something that's only aser midor bonon, im mesarev chad betray mutter b'achila l'shnei b'nei adam. If it gets mixed up one and two, it's mutter for two people to eat. Purishly Yisrael v'goy. That two people have to eat it, meaning a Jew can eat part and a goy can eat part. So over here he says, it's batel chad betray. V'tzorachin bo osevua godel atkan l'shenet. It's a big tzorachin on the osevua, because over here he says one and two, and before he says even one and one. And the sukasha on this last hagor itself, ha'afilu isadai raisa bottle betray. Even an isadai raisa is bottle one and two. Kemashi eskimu kol ha'paiskim, like all the paiskim say, like we saw it all now. B'chenu ba'goy sashri, asefa ba'dezor b'shem ha'zavua. And like the goy sashri, of course, from the ha'zavua himself, that midai raisa, one and two is bottle. So why does he only say isadai bonan in the second ha'zavua? Why in the first Hagar of the Ozavua he said it's mutter one and one for two people? That means any two people, even two Jews. And in the second Hagar he says that's mutter for two people, but one of them has to be a non-Jew. So we have a question, how do we understand the two Hagoyes? And we also have a question, the fact that the two Hagoyes of the Ozavua are contradicting each other. So the Shach answers, Elaniwa the Hagor Achroina Mayri Shalai B'minoi. We'll say that the Hagor Achroina, that the second Hagor of the Ozavua, is talking about Min Be'ena Minoi. Gagan Shenitvach Lechtech Zakas, for example, that it got cut up into small pieces that you don't know which is the Isser. V'stavaleka Haran, and he holds that the Ran, or the Kach Kosav Lisrael V'goy. And therefore he says that it has to be eaten by Yisrael and a Goy, because he holds that the Ran, that one of them cannot be eaten by a Jew. The Shem Yizdam and the Isser Lepiv Shal Yisrael. The man holds that a yid should not eat all of them, because he'll taste the isser, which is not like the heter. This needs a bit of explanation over here. How does it help to give it to a goy? If you give only one piece to a goy, it still might come out that the yid will eat the isser. I don't have a good explanation. But what comes out, what he's saying is that according to the Zeruah, if it's min be'ena minay, you need rov iser. And when he says it's only bottle one and one, in the first Hagoah, he means it's min be'minay. And min be'minay, the Zeruah holds that even if it's only one iser and one heter, if it's an iser d'rabbanan, it's min be'minay, it can be eaten by two different people. So therefore, there's no contradiction in the Zeruah. So now the Shach says, v'im kein tzorich ina mashu kosev harab, v'ein chiluk v'chol zeh b'inem ha'iser midrabbanan. It's a question on the Ramah that says that there's no difference between Issur Dares and Issur Rabbanan. How does he know this? We see from the Rana, the Goyes Shavidore, the Issur Rabbanan, after Loibe Minoi, Batal Barov. Then in Issur Rabbanan, even if it's Ein Minoi, it's Batal Barov, like we proved till now. And there's no one that argues. But Divis for him, and it also makes sense that way. Gamadak and Moshe with Tereshatas, Loi Kosav Rak. Shafilu Issur d'Rabbanan Serach Roiv V'loi Batal Chad B'Chad. And the Ramah and the Kemoish and Teres Chatas also only says that it's Batal B'Rov and it's not Batal if you only have one Heter. Kemoish Yehiz Kemar Beis Yosef, like the Beis Yosef agrees to. Mimash Shumayis HaPaiskim, from the inference from the Paiskim. Afuki HaGoyis Shavidera HaRishon and Neskeres, and to exclude the opinion of the Shavidera from the Ozebuah that was mentioned before. Avo Mehod Issur d'Rabbanan Ein Batal B'Rov Shiloi B'Minoi Loi Hizkir. But this din, that Issur d'Rabbanan is not batal berov in Einam Minoy, is not mentioned. So therefore the Shach says, V'nire, the harav loikoi ela ha-reisha, that the Ramah is only going on the reisha. When the Ramah says that there's no difference between the reisha and the Rabbanan, he's only going on the reisha, the tzorach bitol roiv v'loisag echad b'chad, that you need a rov heter, even by the Rabbanan, b'min b'minoy, and it's not enough one heter and one Issur. In this case, there's no difference between Dairaisa and Durabonon. But in the case of Yavish Miyavish, the Shach holds that by an Issur d'Rabbanan, it's bottle chad betray. That's how it seems from the Ravush, Shetikoi Lashon Aran, Hanal, that he quotes the Ran, Vishmatagoy Sarav, the Ein Chiluk B'Cholze, and he does not mention the words of the Ramah that there's no difference between Dairaisa and Durabonon. So the Shach is coming out that we have a kula by Issur d'Rabbanan, that by Yavish b'Yavish min be'ena minoy is bottle in rov, and you do not need 60. But L'maisa Rub Kivegus brings the Shach from the Klolius Sveika at the end of some Kufyod, that if there's no hefsid, one should be machmer Yavish b'Yavish min be'ena minoy to require 60. However, if one of the pieces is lost, even if it still exists, it wasn't destroyed, in such a case, if it's a Issur d'Rabbanan min be'ena minoy Yavish b'Yavish, you can be mekel and only require roiv. That's the Shach. So let's see now the Shach Sifkan Yud. The Shach says, Shishim because of Maharai be Yerideya, Mashma, the Insur Shishim Elan Midra Bonon. The Maharai says that from the Torah, it seems that you only need 60 Midra Bonon in a case of Min Be'ena Mine by Isidai Raisa Yavish Be Yavish. You only need 60 Midra Bonon. That from Tosfos it seems that you need min be'ena minoy. Yavish b'yavish, you need 60 midar raisa. So there the case is, the Gemara Pesachim is talking about if Issur is mixed up in heter, kadei achilas pras, that there's enough Issur that if you eat the whole mixture in the amount of the shir achilas pras, which is the time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, which is about 5 minutes. If the Issur can be eaten in such amount of time, the Gemara says it's Asur. So the Gemara asks, from a case where you have two baskets, one of Chulin and one of Truma, and you have two measurements in front of you, one of Chulin and one of Truma, and one fell into one basket and one fell in the other basket, but we don't know if the Chulin fell into the Chulin or the Truma fell into the Truma. So we say that we can rely on the fact that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma, and therefore the basket of chulin will remain mutter. This is because it's only an Issur d'Rabbanan, and therefore we could be mekel. But the Gemara asks that if there's a shir of kedei achilas pras, why is it an Issur d'Rabbanan? It should be an Issur d'Raisa. So Tosfos asks that the case over there is that it's falling in min b'minay. Since we don't know which basket it fell, it's obviously the same type of food falling into the baskets. So if it's a min b'minay, it should be batal b'rov. So Tosfos answers, we're talking about a case of min be'ena minay. For example, wheat flour got mixed up with barley flour. So in such a case, Tosfos says that it's an Issur d'Raisa. So we see what? That even though it's a yavish b'yavish, it's still an Issur d'Raisa, since it's min be'ena minay. Then the Shach continues, "Of Isvehetter, Ha'oruch, Klacha Vav, Kasav, Deinei Lamiduabonon." The Sevehetter Oruch says on Miduabonon, Vechem Pirusha Rav, Vetereschatas, that's what the Ramah says in Tereschatas, Klalamates, in Dalad, O Mashal, Be Isvehetter Shaloi, in the Mashal and Isvehetter, O Besifre, Perigod Anosha, Yisimon Mem Vav, and Yemshal Shloimes Mem Vav, Hevi Divi Maharai, Lepsakalacha. The Mashal brings the Maharai for Psakalacha that it's only Duabonon. So it's a machlokes if it's derisa duabonon. So the Shach says, "V'li niru k'divu harav." It seems to me like the Ramah could the mashum b'sefer truma v'tor lahedja, like it's explicit in sefer truma and the tor. V'li havi elam duabonon that min b'she'ena mina yavish v'yavish is only duabonon. O kuma shukasa marai gufei v'siyata sham, like the marai writes over there. V'chein das haran hevesa b'sif katan tes. It's also the opinion of the Ran. O mei atoisvis the perak elo oivrim v'gida noshe ein raya. And there's no proof from the Tosis that we mentioned before. The Mash Mahasam Lehedja Midivrim Da'ari Balach Balach. Because over there they're speaking about Lach Balach. It's not Yavish B'Yavish. Begam Noktu B'Divrim Kemach B'Kemach. Because the Tosis says, uses the words flower and flower, Da'ari Lach Balach. Okomashin is Bayer B'Sukkot and Gimel. So since Tosis is talking about flower, and flower is Lach Balach, like he explained in Sukkot and Gimel, so therefore there's no proof that Tosis holds that min be'ena minay yavish b'yavish, it needs 60 midaraisa. V'gam arai gufei kasev b'toras abayis v'trumas hadeshin simen kufyu dalad de b'perek elu oivrim gavish de kupois mashma de kemach b'kemach avilach balach. And from this thesis, the trumas hadeshin brings a proof that kemach b'kemach is called lach balach. V'teidesh arai abash v'b'chutusha v'perek iran osher soif simen kufyu tches u'b'toras abayis daf kufyu dalav amud beis Hetek diver toisus de perigon anosha han niskulel. Reino bemes v'sefer truma. Soif simen mem tes. The Rashba quotes what we said before from toisus in the name of the sefer truma, and this is explicitly in the sefer truma himself. V'fran is bayer the sefer truma sovali de ina elam midu abonon. And we said before that the sefer truma holds that it's only midu abonon. So we see that even though the sefer truma himself holds that min be'in amino yavish v'yavish, it's only midu abonon. He still says, like what we said from Tosfos. So it has to be that the case of Tosfos is kamach b'kamach is because it's lach b'lach. V'chein Rashi v'gufei kasev behedja b'chidusha v'sham daf kuf zayin v'beis. The Rashi himself writes in the chidusha man chulin that min b'she'en aminei b'yavish batal min atara b'roiv. That min b'en aminei yavish b'yavish is batal min atara b'roiv u'midu abonon tzach shishim and you only need 60 midu abonon elevade da Tosfos per the Perigod Anosha, v'sefer truma hanal, ayir b'lach b'lach v'zabor. So we see that the Tosfos must be talking about lach b'lach, and it's clear. So we see that yavish b'yavish min b'ena minay is batal b'rov midar reitzah, and I only need 60 midar abonon. So let's see nasif beis. Yavish b'yavish, shen is batal chad b'trei, pieces that are mixed up, one and two, im bishlam kulam ke'echad, if they got cooked together, afilo le'echlan kol echad b'fnei asmai, even to eat each one by itself, aser, im ein sham shishim, if there's not 60 against the biggest piece. V'pnei sheharoitev b'nois and tam, because the roitev gives taste, v'nivla b'chatichis, and now the taste will get absorbed in the other pieces. V'mroitzel le'bashlam yachad, but if you want to cook them together, v'ein sham shishim, and there wasn't 60 originally, mutu l'harbas aleihem k'dei shir shishim le'bashlam. You are allowed to add that it should be 60 against the biggest piece, and then you could cook it. Ve'en boy mishum avatal iser. There's no problem of ein avatal iser lachatchila because in front of us it's heter. Zend Ramah says ve'yesh amim de'im noide b'hataruvis koydim shen is bashlo biyachad. There are those that say that if you knew about the taruvis before it got mixed up, hakol shavi, everything's mutter, even if it was cooked afterwards. The ein choizrim v'nesorim, because it does not return to being aser. Me'achar shen is batal biyavish. Since it was already bottled when it was in Yavish, even if it's cooked, it is still remains mutter. This is the opinion of the Rosh that we mentioned at the beginning of the shir. Ramakam hafsid, yesh lismach adiv v'makilim lahatar. And if there's a hafsid, you can rely on the makilim and be matter it even if it's cooked afterwards and is not 60.